Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back, Spirit in the Sky. The Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. That book won two awards, two international awards. And then my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That book has won five international awards. It's brand new. Hope you check it out. You can find them on Amazon. And we'll go to the website there, too. You can read more about it. And we're still building out the website on for the third ingredient. So I hope you'll check those out. I'm really proud of those books, folks, and I think it'll help you. The first one is about you and your relationship with you and your customers, the third ingredient, the age of the customer. That's about your relationship with your customers. It's changed. If you don't know that, you're in trouble. And the book will help you to understand that. The second one is for anyone who has electricity and or a smartphone. If you have a mobile phone, that book's for you. It's as simple as that. So I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about the American dream for a minute. So what do you think about the future of America? What do you think about the future of the American dream? What do you think about how do you think America is doing these days? Overall, is it doing better or not? We asked that question last week. We said, how do you feel about the future of America? And here's what you said. 26% said America's best days are still ahead. Over a fourth were the best days were still ahead. Only 3%, small single digits, said best days are behind us. That was good news. And then 65% said America's in trouble, but we can still turn it around. Now, those are hopeful people who are paying attention to what's going on. And then about 6% said, never mind America, the whole world's going to hell. Well, I thought that was very interesting. And one of the things I like to do when I do these polls, because some of these polls I repeat every year, I might do them every 2 or 3 or 4 years. Some of the polls we ask the same thing like four times a year, like the economy. We ask about that about four times a year. But this particular one we ask just about every year. So when we asked this question, the future of America, in 2015, 3 years ago, 76% said America is in trouble, but we can turn it around. 76% more people thought we were in trouble. 11% more thought we were in trouble 3 years ago than do now. And it got worse in 2016 when 84% of our people said that America is in trouble, but we can turn it around. So they were still hopeful. But more people thought we were in trouble. The rest of the good news is it seems like the beneficiary of the loss of negative sentiment was the option, America's best days are ahead. So it seemed, because the other two, the America's best days are behind us, and never mind the whole world's going to St. Louis, that number hasn't changed that much over the 3 or 4 years. But the America's in trouble, we can turn it around, and the best days are ahead of us. Those seems to be where the numbers keep moving back and forth. So it seems like high 90% of people, you know, think America's still okay, but we have work to do. So the America's best days are ahead, which in both of the last 2 years was one-fourth of our sample, up from single digits in 2015 and 2016. America's best days are ahead. Those were single digits in 2015 and 16, and now it's a quarter, to more than a quarter of the people. So that's good news. Our responses track very closely with other research I report on the show, as you know, including the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which has reported a 35-year record optimism indicator since the beginning of 2017. In a year and a half, they haven't seen this kind of response, this kind of optimism since 1983, since the end of that second recession that we had during the Reagan years. How about that, folks? 35 years of optimism. And even though our question about the future of America, and the other two polls that we did are regarding the respondents' attitude about their business. I'm conflating theirs and ours because in America, the economy is always a big influence of our general sense of well-being. So, yes, I realize that me asking you how America's doing isn't exactly like the NFIB saying, what's your optimism about your country, your company? But hopefully, as I say, in America, you can understand that if you want me to be excited about America, I first need to be excited about my company, my business, myself. And I just connect the two, and that's the story I'm sticking to. I do make a direct connection between how people feel about their job, about their business, if they've got fewer concerns, fewer things that they're worried about, if they've got less fear, if they got more, they're more hopeful about the future and of their business. If they feel that way about their business, then a lot of this other stuff is just details that we've just got to work out. And a lot of it is not even in our hands, right? So I think a lot of people just say, you know what, I'm worried about it. I'm going to try to be engaged. I'm going to try to help. But I can't fix all this stuff, but I can fix what's going on around me. And right now, most people are happy about that. It's for a lot of reasons, not for all reasons, a lot of reasons. This is a good time in America. Hope you're enjoying it. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.